The roadbuilding lobby began to push for this amendment after Governor Jim Doyle and lawmakers from both parties used more than $1 billion in the transportation fund to fill budget deficits elsewhere. The Wisconsin Transportation Development Association's Craig Thompson says that until then, fees like the gas tax were always just understood to be separate from the rest of the state budget.
And the reason is that it has always been a compact that that those funds are separate, that our gas taxes and our registration fees have our user fees and are supposed to go into a separate fund to be spent on transportation. It's only in recent years that trust has been broken.
If voters vote yes for this amendment, money that goes into the transportation fund could no longer be transferred out of the fund to pay other state bills. While no groups have campaigned against this change, Madison Democratic Senator Fred Risser has been a vocal opponent, saying this amendment sends the wrong message.
It means Wisconsin has prioritized building roads over addressing other funding needs, such as the funding for education, for health care, conservation, police and fire services, and other programs. The legislature, in my opinion, should have the flexibility to decide how the state directs the money it takes in.
Risser says the amendment won't prevent governors and legislatures from using money from other funds to pay for transportation. That's a practice Governor Scott Walker and GOP lawmakers have used in recent years in order to balance out the roads budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.